The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter Number 60, Text Number 35, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on May 31st, 2013, in Phoenix, Mauritius.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om
Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Satyam
Bhayat
Eva,
Gunhevya,
Kudukrama,
Anta,
Shete,
Samudre,
Upalambana,
Matra,
Atma,
Nityam,
Kat,
Indriya,
Ganai,
Krita,
Vigraha,
Tvam,
Tvat,
Sevakai,
Nripa,
Padam,
Vidutam,
Tamaha,
Andham,
Sadyam,
Bayam,
Diva,
Gunevya,
Rukramanta.
Shete
samudra
upalambhana
matra
atma.
Shete
samudra
upalambhana
matra atma.
Nidyam
karindriya
ganai
kita
vigrahastvam.
Nidyam
karindriya
ganai
kita
vigrahastvam.
Tvatse
vakarnir
pipetam
vidutam
tamondham.
Satyam
bhayat
diva gunevya
rukramanta.
Satyam
bhayat diva
gunevya
rukramanta.
Shete
samudra
upalambhana
matram
atma.
Shete
samudra
upalambhana
matram atma.
Nityam
karindriya
ganai
krita
vigrahastvam.
Nityam
karindriya
Tvatse
vakarna
pripadam
vidutam
tamahundham.
Tvatse
vakarna
pripadam
vidutam
tamahundham.
Satyam,
true.
Bayat,
out of fear.
Eva,
as if.
Gunebhya,
of the material modes.
Udukrama,
O you who perform transcendental feats,
Anta,
within,
Shiete,
you have lain down,
Samudre,
in the ocean,
Upalambhana,
Madra,
pure awareness,
Atma,
the Supreme Soul.
Nidyam,
always.
Kut,
bad.
Indriyaganai,
against all material,
against all the material
senses.
Kritta
vigraha,
battling.
Tvam,
you.
Tvat,
your.
Sevakai,
by
the servants.
Nripa,
of a king.
Padam,
the position.
Vidutam,
rejected.
Tamaha,
darkness. Kantam, blind. Translation in purport by the followers of Srila Prabhupada. Yes, my dear Lord Vikrama, you lay down within the ocean as if afraid of the material modes, and thus in pure consciousness you appear within the heart as the super soul. You are always battling against the foolish material senses, and indeed even your servants reject the privilege of royal dominion, which leads to the blindness of ignorance. Purport. In text 12, Lord Krishna said, Raja Bhyo Vibhyataha Subru Samudram Sharanam Gatan. Out of fear of the kings, we took shelter in the ocean. Here, Srimati Rukmini Devi points out that the actual rulers of the world are the gunas, the material modes of nature, which impel all living beings to act. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti points out that because Lord Krishna fears that his devotee will come under the influence of the modes of nature and become entangled in sense gratification, he enters the internal ocean of their hearts, where he remains as the omniscient supersoul, upalambana matramatma. Thus, he protects his devotees. The word upalambana matra also indicates that the Lord is the object of meditation for his devotees. In text 12, Lord Krishna also said, bala vadvi krita dveshan, we created enmity with the powerful. Here, Srimati Rukmini Devi points out that it is the material senses which are actually powerful in this world. The Supreme Lord has taken up the battle against sense gratification on the part of his devotees, and thus he is constantly trying to help them in their struggle for spiritual purity. When the devotees become free of unwanted material habits, the Lord reveals himself to them, and then the eternal loving relationship between the Lord and his devotees becomes an irrevocable fact. In the same verse, Krishna stated, Chivakta Nirpasanam, we renounce the royal throne. But here Srimati Rukmini Devi points out that the position of political supremacy in this world usually implicates so-called powerful leaders in darkness and blindness. As the saying goes, power corrupts. Thus, even the Lord's loving servants tend to shy away from political intrigue and power politics, the Lord himself being completely satisfied in his own spiritual bliss, but hardly be interested in occupying mundane political positions. Thus, Srimati Rukmini Devi correctly interprets the Lord's actions as evidence of his supreme transcendental nature. Om Ajnanate Maranda Shaganajana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shigrave Nama. This is a very nice point from Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Because Lord Krishna fears that his devotee will come under the influence of the modes of nature and become entangled in sense gratification, he enters the internal ocean of their hearts, where he remains as the omniscient supersoul. One may ask, well, isn't the supersoul present in everyone's heart? Yes, he certainly is. That's confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 15:15. Sarvashyata ham hridi sannivishto mataksmatir gyanam apohanam cha. I am the seed in the heart of all living beings, and from me come knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. So what is the point here of Vishwanakshatravali Thakur? He enters the oceans of their hearts when he's already entered everyone's heart. Well, he enters the hearts of the devotee in a different way. That's the significance. In the heart of the non-devotee, he provides forgetfulness of the eternal nature of the living being. So that living entity can engage in sense gratification. He even helps that living entity to deny the existence of God if that living entity wants to engage in wholesale sinful activities. Then Krishna will help him to become an atheist. But for one who actually wants to become reconnected with God, then the Lord within his heart will search hard him with remembrance of the Lord, so that he's protected. Whenever Maya comes and offers her charms, offers some sense gratification, that devotee all remembers, no, Krishna, I cannot do this. This is not Krishna conscious. In other words, that person always acts on the basis of his conscience. He lets his conscience be his guide, which is actually the super soul. This isn't right. He's always sensitive to what his conscience says. That's the super soul, you see. He's always trying to hear that inner voice to confirm or if something is bona fide or not, proper or not to do. And because he acts always in that sincere way, always trying to do what is right and always trying to avoid what is wrong, this is this intelligence he's getting to distinguish between right and wrong. This is actually the presence of the super soul within the heart. So don't listen to your minds. You see, we should not listen to our minds. We should try to listen. Let our conscience be our guide to do what is right. The mind will tell us to do some nonsense thing. But don't listen to the mind, you see. One has to become very, very expert in ignoring the mind, neglecting the mind. Or if you do pay attention to your mind, you must beat it with shoes 100 times in the morning and with broomstick 100 times in the evening, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur states. Be very expert at beating down the mind. When it becomes rascal, you beat it down. You see, you rascal, what are you doing? Shut up, you stupid mind. I'm just going to follow Guru and Krishna, that's all. I'm just going to follow the wonderful instructions of coming in Prabhupada's books. I'm not going to be diverted anymore. I've been cheated again and again and again. By giving in to a life of sense gratification, I've simply been cheated by Maya. So I don't want to be cheated anymore by going after some false so-called happiness, which is nothing but misery. It's like buying a car and then going to a used car lot, and the dealer says, there's nothing wrong with this car, and you take it home, it's a complete lemon. Everything's wrong with it, you see. So Maya, in the U.S. they call that a lemon. I don't know if they say in this country. A used car, which is a piece of junk, is called a lemon. They even have a service called Lemon Busters, where you can hire someone to look over the used car before you buy it, you see. Lemon Busters. So Maya is selling us a lemon. You can enjoy these material senses. You can enjoy life by gratifying your senses. This is a lemon Maya is trying to sell us. She's like a used car salesman trying to sell us a lemon, telling us it's first class car, you see. So we have to become enlightened by the wonderful words of Bhagavatam. the wonderful words of Gita, the wonderful words of the great sadhus, the great saints, which have guided the Vedic civilization for thousands and millions of years. We have to take guidance from these great personalities so that we no longer become misled, you see, cheated by Maya. So are there any questions? I can try to answer. Put it in writing, it's easier because I'm deaf. Give him a paper and pen. Okay. Can we go to Vaikuntha if we are not initiated? As a rule, you need to confirm in the Bhagavad Gita, actually. You do need to be initiated because initiation means you're obeying Krishna. Krishna says, if you're my devotee, you're not my devotee. But if you're the devotee of my devotee, then you're my devotee. So the rule is, yes, you have to be initiated if you want to achieve the spiritual world. You have to become the devotee of Krishna's devotee. Initiation means you become the devotee of Krishna. Without initiation, Krishna says, you're not my devotee. You're not the devotee of my devotee. You're not my devotee. Do you get angry? Yes, I'm very angry. I'm a very angry person. I'm full of anger. The abortion clinics, the slaughterhouses. I even heard they just legalized abortion in your country. I'm very angry about that, I'll be honest with you. It tears my heart apart. I'm very angry at all the nonsense going on, especially the abortions and the slaughterhouses. It makes me I'm very disturbed about it. That's why I'm traveling and preaching all over the world. Why I'm broadcasting every day on the internet, because I'm trying to put a stop to this nonsense. How do you control my anger? I channel it into preaching. Take all your anger and just put it into preaching. You're angry? Go out and stupid books. Do something with your anger. Go out and stupid books. Go on Harinam Sankirtan. This is the proper channeling of anger. The anger of this material civilization. And go out and do something positive to conquer your own anger and to conquer the material atmosphere. How long will it take to purify our senses if we practice bhakti seriously? They immediately become purified. As soon as you become serious to take up bhakti, immediately your senses become purified. Instant bliss. How can we control our minds? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. It is not an empty slogan. It is a scientific process of controlling the mind. You fix the mind on Krishna. Well, I chant my 16 rounds every day and my mind still is not controlled. But why are you stopping at 16, Prabhu? Well, I have so much work to do. Well, then chant on your lips while you're doing your work. You may only have time for 16 on the beats, but you can chant on your lips while you're driving. While you're taking a shower, you can even chant. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Prabhupada said you can chant while you're taking bath, while you're walking down the street. So if your mind is not controlled, you're not chanting Hare Krishna enough. Lord Krishna says, Satatam Kirtayanto Man. Lord Chaitanya says, Satatam, he says, Kirtaniya Sadahari. So Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya, they're the same person. They're both saying 24 hours a day you should chant. So if your mind is not controlled, you're not chanting enough. You got to increase your chanting. How does it work? Control the mind? Well, I'll let you in on a secret. Chanting is enchanting. And the more you chant, the more you become enchanted with Krishna. And the more you become enchanted with Krishna, the less you are enchanted by Maya. So you have to become more and more enchanted by doing more and more chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. You can chant Hare Krishna, you can chant slokas, sing bhajans, keep the marathon going. Krishna Katha, as much as possible, 24 hours a day. Keep that marathon going. Just like as the plane was landing, I was chanting Brahma Samhita verses. And this morning, say some words about the arrival welcome. Well, thank you very much for the arrival welcome. I appreciate it. It's actually auspicious too when a devotee comes, especially a senior devotee comes. It's very auspicious to greet them. That's the Vedic culture. When Sudama Brahmana came to Dwarka, Krishna offered him he gave him a foot bathing, everything. Krishna greeted the Brahmana, very worshipping him and not bathing his feet. It's very auspicious to do that. How can we differentiate between the dictation of the mind and the super soul? That's why you need to study these books. That's why you need senior devotees to guide you. That's why you need a spiritual master. Because by these three things, guru, sadhu, and shastra, then you will understand the difference between the dictation of the mind and the super soul. If you don't take help of guru, sadhus, and shastra, then you'll think that the super soul is your mind and the mind is the super soul. You have it completely flip-flopped. You take it just the opposite. So you must have guru, and you must have devotees association, and you must have the scriptures. And then you'll be able to distinguish very clearly between the mind and the super soul. Please elaborate a bit more about the real meaning of sense gratification. Sense gratification is a trap. It's like they put the bait on the trap and they capture the animal in the forest. Sense gratification is simply a baited trap. The bait appears very nice. But as soon as you take the bait, boom, you're captured by bodily consciousness. Is it enjoyment? Sex pleasures, eating and drinking. No, it's actually misery. It's not enjoyment. This is the bait on the trap. Is it enjoyment when the animal takes the bait from the trap and then the trap comes down and captures him? You may think he's enjoying, but it's a suffering condition. These are temporarily pleasures. Yeah, it's temporary until the trap. Yeah, when the animal eats the trap, just like the mouse trap, for example. The mouse thinks, oh wow, look at that, there's some nice cheese on this. Look, I found this nice cheese. Boom, finished. You see? Was it enjoyment? Yeah, but for a second. He was enjoying like anything with that nice cheese. But when that trap came out and turned him into a bloody pulp, he wasn't enjoying anymore, you see. So yeah, you get there's a little enjoyment, but wham, death. You get hit by death, you see. The price of sense gratification is death. So it may appear to be very enjoyable until whammo, you get death grabs you, smashes you. It is said that at the time of death, the mind carries the soul to the next body. So the same mind accompanies the super soul through all journeys. How long does this mind live? Your materialistic mind has been living since time immemorial when you entered into this material world. And it will continue to live as long as you remain here in Karma Chakra. That same rascal mind, which has kept you going from birth to birth to birth, will continue to do so until you purify that mind by engaging it in Krishna consciousness. When you purify that mind by engaging it in Krishna consciousness, then it will become a spiritualized mind, and that mind will then help you to become liberated from the cycle of birth and death instead of entangling you in the cycle of birth and death. So I see that the questions have run out. So we'll stop here. And we thank you all very, very much for your participation in this Krishna consciousness movement. Prabhupada is seeing you. He's appreciating your participation. So in this way, please fill up your whole life studying these books of Srila Prabhupada and living the teachings in these books of Prabhupada and distributing these teachings, these books of Prabhupada. And then your life will be glorious and you will see Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Jai Geshe Shankarshan Prabhu ki jai.